You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall Psych on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I hope you're having an absolutely marvellous time as the weather's changing around the world. Here in Australia, it's just starting to get a little bit tad cool this morning when I got up to do the show, which I know is nighttime everywhere else. It was, you know, you could really feel the chill in the air. Winter's on its way and I'm not a winter person, so I like, you know, drag out summer as long as we can. So but there's been lots of things that have been happening around the world. And I know lots of people have sort of been messaging me and inboxing me and saying, Amanda, what on earth is going on? Look, there's lots of stuff going on. There's really no one single thing that I can say is responsible for everything that's going on. All I can suggest to you is just take 1 minute at a time, take your time, you know, find some joy in your life. Not everything is doom and gloom. And if you're not having a good time, well, then find something that lifts your soul, and music's always that for me. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week, I think, has been pretty appropriate for the messages and the things that have been coming through my inbox, that people are facing a lot of decisions at the moment. Now, this is called the Judgment card. It's the card of decisions pending finality, the only decision that can be made under the circumstance. Now, this is not one of those decisions you've got to make in 5 minutes. This is one of those times in your life where you've been toing and froing, tossing backwards and forwards, looking at it from every angle, looking at it and still not comfortable with any decision you come up with because nothing feels completely right. But you get to a point that the decision's got to be made. It's final. And it's like, well, this is it. This is the best I can do at this point in time. It's the only decision that I can make. It's not saying that you're jumping for joy and saying yippee-doodle-dandy, this is great. It's saying that after giving it very, very careful consideration, looking at all your options from every angle, that this is the decision and the only decision that you can make. So then you've got to sort of say, right, that's it, draw a line under it, and then proceed forward. I think that's the important message there with that card. So astrologically, yes, it's a very, very big week. We seem to be having a lot of big weeks at the moment astrologically. For all the years that I've been in astrology, which has been well over 40 years now, I don't know that I've ever seen such a concentration of planets in one area for such a long time. It seems to be that the whole 10 planets are all bunched up together in a matter of two or three signs. And it's sort of like, this is where the concentration is. So I certainly don't go through each of the 12 signs. I will sort of talk to you about what is majorly going on transit-wise this week. And what I will suggest to you then is, even if I don't mention your sign, it is still affecting you in some way. But the signs that I will mention are the ones that it's where it's the concentration is. Then it sort of, it peters out or filters out across the rest of the 12 signs. So we have a real predominance in Aries at the moment. So the sun is in Aries. So happy birthday to all our Aries people. I have lots of Aries people in my life. And I always find it a very invigorating time of the year when the sun's in Aries. It's like everybody says, let's go. You know, everybody's ready to do something fresh and new. And that doesn't matter what your star sign is. It's almost like somebody gives you a shot of adrenaline and we're ready to go and move forward. So we've got, but let's start with the sun. We've got the sun conjunct holding hands with Mercury. Now, the sun is in Aries and it is holding hands with Mercury. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication. So communication at the moment could be a little bit tricky. It doesn't matter what your star sign is, and more so probably the fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sag, and the opposite sign is Libra, is that your communication can be a little bit fiery, it can be a little bit aggressive, it can be a little bit abrupt, it can be sort of out of nowhere boom, out comes this fiery communication. You know, somebody rubs you up the wrong way and you snap their head off. Now, this is really important that sometimes we have to be a little bit angry. Sometimes we have to get our angry hat out of the wardrobe or the closet or the cupboard, whatever way you want to look at it, and say to ourselves, this is important. You know, people sort of say, oh, no, you've got to calm down your emotions and you shouldn't be angry and you shouldn't be this and you shouldn't be that. Sometimes we need to be angry because it's one of the emotions that we need to learn to work with. We weren't given these emotional tools in our toolkit, not for them to ever be used. It's how you use them. You know, if you walk around and be an angry person and abuse people all the time and tell them off all the time, that's not using it in a positive light. But if you're frustrated, you've got to let off a bit of steam, somebody's not listening, and you raise your voice a little bit to get some impact or to get their attention, I don't see anything wrong with that. And every now and then, we need to be able to release some of this hot built-up temper or energy that we've got inside of us. It has to be released. I'm not giving you a license to run around and abuse people. Please don't take it the wrong way. I'm saying sometimes we need to be a bit firmer, or we can be a little bit stronger in our response to something to get our message across. Now, that's really important. Now, also, just if you can imagine a circle, and that's what the zodiac wheel is, and that we've got planets sitting in a certain order. So before the Sun and Mercury this week, we actually have what's known as the Moon's North Node, which is not a planet. And we also have Chiron, which is not a planet, which is where we look for where we need to heal ourselves, where we need to heal from the inside out. These are things that sometimes from Chiron that we've brought in from other incarnations. I'm a very big believer in reincarnation. I'm a very big believer. We come into this lifetime with a series of lessons that we have to work through. And whatever we don't achieve in this lifetime, we bring them into the next one with us. So some people on Earth here are dealing with not just lessons of this lifetime. They could go back 5 or 10 or 20 lifetimes before, because they've never completed their tasks at hand. So sometimes when you look at karma, it's not just what you might have experienced or what you brought in from the last lifetime. It may be from many, many incarnations that you've had. So we've got the North Node is trying to show us the way forward, showing us where we all need to be aspiring to. Now, to achieve that, we need to heal ourselves along the way. Now, this is really important. So it doesn't matter what your star sign is. If you've been feeling a little bit emotional, you've been feeling, I don't know where these things are coming from. I've got a lot of things coming back into my mind from the past. Why would that be happening? It's because it's trying to heal you at the moment. It's trying to say that you're the only one that can heal yourself. So I'm going to show you the way to do that. And then it's up to you to do the healing. And then we can bring in the nice positive energy of the Aries of, you know, the me first. It's time to look after me a little bit more, but I can feel positive and optimistic. And at the same time, while I'm going through all this and I'm trying to sort things out in my mind and trying to heal myself, don't come in and annoy me with some silly thing or I'll snap your head off because I'm really not listening. Because Mercury's there, and that's sometimes where the little bit of conflict can come in. But sometimes the conflict is with ourselves too, that we get angry with ourselves. Why didn't I see that? Why did I allow that to happen? And that's okay. We've got to learn to be able to work with this energy in a constructive way, that it's not destructive. And I think that's the important message here, is it doesn't have to be destructive, because you might be a little bit firmer in your delivery of your message, or even firmer with yourself saying, it's okay. Yeah, look, I made that decision at that time. It was the right decision that day at that time or that period of time in my life. But if I was in the same situation today, I maybe make a different one or an improved or better decision. So interestingly enough, there's no right or wrong here. It's a matter of, you know, being able to move forward, to try and heal ourselves and do it in a positive, uplifting sort of way. And, you know, if we've got something really important to share it with everybody. Don't just hold it on to yourself. You know, you could be the little bit of the leader in your own environment, which would be good also. So for those that are seeking love, and it doesn't matter what your star sign is, Venus is in Aries at the moment also, but nowhere near the other four situations or configurations I was talking about in the transit there with the North Node, Chiron, the Sun and Mercury. Venus is sort of sitting by herself. So when you see Venus in Aries, it's like step out of your comfort zone, do something different, go out and do something that requires a bit of energy. It's not the time you're going to meet the love of your life in the library. doing a bit of research. You've got to get outdoors. You've got to get out and make things happen. Do something different. Maybe take up a different hobby or do something different that you've never done before. So that exposes you to the opportunity to make some new friends and meet people in a different way. Now, we're moving on to Mars. Now, Mars is the planet of action. It's the planet that I believe that gets us out of bed of a morning and says, come on, get your motivational hat on. We've got to start the day. He's also conjunct or holding hands Saturn. Now, Saturn's the planet that sort of is the planet of the discipline, the father figure. It's the planet that sort of gives us the structure in life that says to us, have you really put a good solid foundation underneath what you're attempting to do? And this is sitting in Pisces. Now, a lot of astrologers give Pisces a bad rap. I don't. I really like the energy of Pisces. To me, it's probably the one of the most powerful signs out of the 12, because I don't look at it as the dustbin. I look at Pisces as being able to gather up all the good, bad, and the indifferent of the previous 11 signs and bring it into their sign and sort of cherry pick things out that they need and say, well, we'll have this, we'll throw that out and whatever. So it gives it a very wisdom type energy about this sign. So if you've got Mars, the planet of action, there conjunct Saturn, which is the planet of discipline, sort of saying to you, okay, you need to make some decisions in your life. Yes, we've got the power, we've got the drive to do it. Now let's bring the structure in with it and let's bring our intuition into this. Let's bring it in a way that we've got the wisdom of learning from our previous times in our lives. What did we learn from that? Is there any other thing that we can bring in that puts you in a more powerful position? So at the moment, there's a lot of information that's being shared with people, and a lot of wisdom is coming from above. You know, when I say above, I mean from our spirit guides or whatever you believe in, passed over relatives, all those sort of things. There's a lot of messages being downloaded at the moment. Some of them are going to be subtle and some of them are going to not be so subtle. It's like they hit you over the head with a sledgehammer. So you've got to be very aware at the moment there is messages coming to each and every one of us. Even if you don't think you're at all psychic, you'll get these thoughts or, gee, I hadn't thought of that in years. I wonder why that's coming through. Oh, that's a good idea. You know, things like that. They're all direct from spirit. It's just a different way of how we understand it or how we receive it. And you don't have to be in the psychic industry to receive messages. We all get them during the day and during our sleep. We just have to learn to acknowledge them and work with them. So at the moment, everything is very amped, if you want to put it that way, from the spirit world. There's a lot of energy going on. Now, quickly before we take our first caller, I just want to talk about Uranus is sitting in Taurus at the moment. So it's Jupiter is conjunct or holding hands. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, luck and opportunity, is conjunct or holding hands Uranus. Now, this would predominantly affect the Earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, the opposite sign of Scorpio. Now, Jupiter is leading the way here. Jupiter is supposed to be the planet of luck, expansion, opportunity, but there's always a flip side to everything. Jupiter also here is warning us not to become too greedy. Now, this will apply to all the 12 signs, but those four that I mentioned are predominantly the ones that it's affecting the most. Now, Uranus here is saying, okay, it's okay to want things in your life. It's okay to want change in your life. Uranus is like the bolt of lightning. It comes out of nowhere. Now, Uranus is neither positive nor negative. Neither is Jupiter is considered more positive. But Jupiter, as I said, has another side that says, don't become too greedy. Don't, you know, think everything's yours. And because it's sitting in that Taurus energy, it's what's mine's mine and what's yours is mine and it's all mine. So Jupiter here is warning you not to be greedy. It's saying share a little bit. It's okay. You know, if you let go of some, it'll come back to you. But if you hang on to it too tightly and say it's all mine, it may just get taken away from you because Uranus is there saying, well, hang on a minute. You don't deserve all of that. You're being greedy and I'm going to teach you a lesson. So it's just a little warning there. Make sure that, you know, you're not being greedy. No matter what your star sign is, make sure that you share. And, you know, then, you know, some positive, wonderful things can happen because Uranus can bring positive things as well as negative. So we're going to take our first caller, which is Sarah in Sioux Falls. Are you there in South Dakota? That sounds like a really nice place, Sarah. How are you today?
Yeah. Well, weather-wise, it's kind of hit and miss. You wait 5 minutes and it changes. So it can be nice. Well,
but it sounds like a really interesting place. When I was, you know, announcing it on the show here, just sound like, oh, I'd like to visit there. It's got a nice energy about it. How can I help you tonight, sweetie? Yeah. You have a question I can answer?
I was just looking to connect with a loved one if possible.
Yeah, I can never guarantee that because unfortunately we don't have a direct dial telephone. But if you fire a question at me, if somebody comes through from the other side, I'll certainly pass on their message. It's not always easy to sort of say we can connect with somebody particular, but quite often I find that they'll send through a message anyway, or they'll answer the question that's most pressing for you in their way. So is there something that's troubling you or something you want an answer to now? Okay.
Yeah. The question would be, will her health get better here soon?
Okay. I mean, she's been struggling for a while. Health is one of those very tricky. Okay, sweetie. Health is one of those very tricky issues because different countries around the world have different rules, and I always apply this same rule. Health is something that we don't talk about on, you know, if you say to me, oh, look, mum's got a cut on a leg, is it going to get better? I could say to you, well, of course it's going to get better. I like to work on an energetic level, and that's what I'll do with your mother. And I do feel mm-hmm. that she's past the crossroads. So to me, they're showing me the symbol of endings, change and transformation. So I'm taking that mum's past the crossroad on an energetic level with the process of her health. Things will only get better from here. It's interesting because has she been emotional while this has been all going on? And I normally would describe her as a very strong person.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To me, I sort of feel like not so much bursting into tears every 5 minutes, but certainly you've noticed a difference in the way she's handling things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking up somebody from the other side, a male, and I'm not sure who it is. I'm going to assume here because he hasn't given me any words as such, but I've got a very protective male energy, so I'm assuming that might be her dad.
Her dad is still living.
Okay, so who's the male that would be at about that age group? Is there a brother-in-law, a brother, somebody in the family that I felt he'd passed a while ago, not in the last couple of years, like years ago? Because I've got a very protective male energy there that's saying to me it's going to be okay, to tell her that, you know, they've wrapped their arms around her and they're protecting her and everything's going to be okay. So
I would say that's probably my great grandfather, so it would be her grandpa.
Yep, that would fit because it was an older male. It wasn't somebody the same age as her. I want to be very clear on that. This was a much older male. That's why I went to dad. It was, you know, it was like a dad or a grandfather mm-hmm. or an uncle or something like that. It was somebody older than her. But anyway, they're very protective of her. So was she very close to her grandfather when he was alive?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is a very protective energy. You know, he's wrapped his arms around her and he's saying it's going to be okay. You know, he keeps going there, like you do to a little child. You know, it's all going to be all right. You know, there, you'll be right. And that's what he's giving me. He's also saying to me that you underestimate how, not so much how clever you are, but how important you are in people's lives, that you have an ability to calm people down. And it's something that you mm-hmm. don't even acknowledge in yourself. It's just something that happens naturally. And he's very proud of that. He's very proud mm-hmm. of that. He wanted to make a point about that how proud he is of that. That sort of you don't give yourself a pat on the back often enough is what he's showing me. You know, you need to acknowledge.
I don't.
No, and I think he's saying that because I think he wants you to acknowledge it. And not in an egotistical way, but acknowledge it so that that can get stronger, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You've got a lot of energy around you. I don't know whether you're in some sort of healing sort of industry or they're showing me that your words are very healing as well as what you do with your hands.
Yes, I have. The past 10 months been practicing mediumship, actually. So that makes
right,
a lot of
yeah,
sense.
But they're showing, yeah, but they're showing it to me in a hand form as if, you know, yes, your words are very healing and that's what I consider mediumship to be, but they were showing me that you had healing hands. So is that maybe something you're looking at expanding on or going into?
I've thought about it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were very... If it's your mum's granddad, he was very clearly showing me these hands that were very healing. Like you only had to touch somebody, even on their arm, and you aren't aware of the energy that you're sending through leaves them with a mini healing, even though that's not what you were doing. You were just, you know, acknowledging them or, you know, touching somebody and saying, there, you'll be fine, or, you know, nice to see you, or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, you're sending this amazing healing. So I really think that's a very powerful message for you. But, oh, he's showing me beautiful big bunch of pink roses. So that's his way of saying he's leaving. And that's his love for you and your mum. So I know she's going to be okay. He's just, he keeps telling me that this was meant to be. So for whatever reason, who knows? I mean, there's reasons for everything, but, you know, you've got to continue on with what you're doing because they're very proud of you and it is getting stronger, but you've got to acknowledge what you are capable of doing. It's like you can't go to the next level until you keep, till you acknowledge that, and not in a way with ego, but just, well, thank you. Yes, I know I'm good at what I do and I want to continue to do it. And that's really important. Yeah. Because I don't think enough very gifted people really acknowledge their own talent, and you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, sweetie. Lovely to talk to you, Sarah. Yeah. I've got to keep moving because I've got another lady to deal with. It's lovely to talk with Sarah. We're going to talk with Angela now in Silver Lake in Wisconsin. Are you there, Angela? And I know I pronounced that wrong.
Hi. Okay. Hi.
How can I help you today, Angela?
Yes, I just want to know if my dad passed away a couple of years ago, and I just want to know if he's around me and just if he has any messages for me.
Okay, sweetie. Yeah, look, I can honestly say to you, he's definitely always around you. There's no one that's gone through to the spirit world to me that's ever come back and told me they're not comfortable there, that, yes, they miss everybody, but, you know, any ailments they had or whatever the case was that caused their passing, there's no pain there. So, you know, and they float in and out around us all the time, and they keep a watchful eye on the ones that they were closest to or the ones that they love. But they don't always necessarily want to interfere, if I can put it that way. You know, sometimes they want to come through with some very powerful messages, and other times they're just happy to be, you know, wandering around, seeing what you're doing in your day and sort of having a smile to themselves and thinking, gee, I wish I was down there having a cup of coffee or that ice cream or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a very playful sort of energy. And what I'm picking up from your dad is a very playful sort of energy, you know, like a lot of people may be accused of never growing up. And he says, but I did grow up. I like to be that way. You know, he liked to see a playful side to life. I'm not saying he wasn't strong and determined and couldn't, you know, problem solve, but there was, he liked the lighter side of life. He felt that made the world go around better. And I think that's wonderful. But he keeps showing me that you've been putting something off. Is there a decision that you've been putting off or something you haven't? Yeah, he keeps saying, no, she's putting it off. He keeps saying to me, she's putting it off.
I don't know. Oh, maybe because I've got to do something. My back is, I don't know if that's what he's talking about. But my back, I've got to do something with my back.
Time is now. He's saying no more mucking around. You've got to put a line, you know, put a line under it and move forward. It's got to be done. And he's getting very firm now. So he's very, not for us, but he's being told that it's time to deal with that. And he keeps saying to me, it's not as bad as what you think. You know, once you make that first step, it'll flow. It'll be easier and better than what you think. He keeps saying to me that you're the stubborn one. Now, I disagree with that because I think even though he liked the playful side of life, I think he could have been quite stubborn in his own right. You know, once he dug his heels in, he didn't budge, but he says you're the stubborn one.
Yeah, I am pretty stubborn. We're both stubborn. Yeah. I get a lot of from him.
Yeah, but he's claiming he was never stubborn. He was he was always flexible, and I disagree with that.
It's interesting how they perceive themselves,
isn't it? You know, like he wanted to get across that playful side, and then he turned around and said, you know, she's too stubborn, you know. Get up and she won't make that phone call and she won't do this. Well, who's calling who's stubborn, you know? Like
he's a great person, though. I love him so much, and I miss
him so much. You know, he kept saying that he didn't think it was his time and he feels ripped off and cheated.
Yeah. And we don't even know exactly what happened. I mean, he was in the hospital And the doctor talked to him, and then he went into cardiac arrest after the doctor left the room.
Yeah, sweetheart. Look, sometimes there is no real answer or there was any sign that anybody missed or anything like that. He's just saying to me it was all happened in a flash of a second. He was here 1 minute, gone the next. And he's upset the fact that he wasn't ready to go, you know, like it wasn't his time.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of us are really ready to go, but he certainly hadn't made his mind up it was time to go. He still had a lot of things he wanted to complete. So
Yes, he did. In
some ways too, that was his correct time to go. And had he been here any longer, maybe his life mightn't have been fallen like he wanted it to be. I'm not a doctor. I'm not supposed to talk about medical stuff, but he keeps showing me that there was something going on in his head. He doesn't know what it was, but he said there was something wasn't right.
Well, they found he had cancer.
Right. Yeah, but he keeps taking me.
I wonder if this is my dad. Do you think it is my dad?
He's taking me to the top of his head and saying my head wasn't right before I went into the hospital. But he didn't tell anyone. I'm not saying it was a headache or whatever, but he's just saying there was something like he didn't. He's saying to me, I couldn't concentrate. I don't think it was his head that took him out. I'm not saying that, but that's what he's sharing with me. I wonder if it was my head that caused it. Because in his mind, he wasn't ready to go. Whether he had cancer or not, in his head, he wasn't going anywhere. Cancer or no cancer, he was still going to live. So he's saying, I wonder if it was my head. Yeah, so, I mean, look, sometimes they have a different interpretation. They're the ones that have left us, obviously. But I think he's looking for answers too, because to him it was very subtle.
They found some type of lymphatic cancer. It was a fightable cancer, if you know.
That's what I mean. He wasn't going anywhere with cancer. I just think it was just one of those random things. His heart stopped and that was it. I don't think there's any other answer than other than what they told you. There was no warning sign. It was just one of those freak things that happened.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, the doctor felt like it could have been a blood clot to the lung that finally took him.
But that could have come from the head. That might be why he's saying to me, my head.
Oh, okay.
Could have come from there and down.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because he keeps saying,
"Could have been a stroke."
Could have been, you know, or an aneurysm or something like that. That you know, the blood vessel broke away and came down and caused the clot, or whatever. But that might be why he's indicating his head. Anyway, sweetheart, I hope that's helped you, Angela. I've got to go. We're at the end of the show, and know that he loves you. He's sending you beautiful big pink hearts. He's blowing them to me for you. It's lovely to talk with you, Angela. So we've come to the end of the show. I know the show goes very quickly and I say that every week, but it's always a worry when we don't have answers. You know, our loved ones leave us quickly with things that, you know, we thought were curable, things like that. It always makes it very difficult for us to understand that. This week, I want to leave you with a very, very special song, and it means the world to a lot of us around the world. And it's always appropriate that the song comes to me just before I get ready for the show, or it's been going through my head all week, or whatever the case may be. And that's how I pick the song of the week. It's not just because it might be a song that I like or I relate to, but this one I'm going to leave you with this week is incredibly special, and it's called You and Me Against the World. And I've chosen the Helen Reddy version, because Helen was an Australian singer, but there's also another beautiful version by Gladys Knight and the Pips. So whichever one that you're drawn to, but this week I'm drawn to Helen Reddy and You and Me Against the World. Bye for now.